This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The NBA says, by the way, that $2.5 million check that Mr. Sterling is going to be writing will be donated to organizations that promote anti-discrimination and tolerance. Interestingly enough, though, those groups have already gotten a fair amount of money from Donald Sterling and his charitable foundations. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark makes that make sense.
If you live in L.A. and still read the newspaper, maybe you've seen the giant ads that Donald Sterling designs himself, promoting his donations to and awards from all sorts of community groups. Past ads have celebrated honors from the Black Business Association and his first Lifetime Achievement Award from the L.A. chapter of the NAACP.
He also has, over the years, contributed to a lot of minority charities.
That was NAACP's Leon Jenkins at a press conference Monday to explain why his L.A. chapter won't give Sterling a second Lifetime Achievement Award, as planned. And Sterling has been accused of racist behavior before, but that shouldn't make his donations to groups that promote tolerance that surprising, says Rob Reich. He directs Stanford's Center on Philanthropy and Civil Society.
Philanthropy has too frequently been a form of reputation laundering.
Using charitable gifts to wash your reputation has a long history, Reich says, like an oil company that gives a university money for a clean energy research center. In the case of Donald Sterling, he's known for small donations to dozens of community groups. That strategy has the benefit of maintaining your social status in local circles, Reich says. Regardless of Sterling's motivations, Augustine Pantoja, the financial manager at Jefferson High School in Los Angeles, says
he's helping our community.
And Pantoja says he won't refuse the annual $5,000 that Donald Sterling gives to help his students go to college. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.